Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. I'm so excited to be here, and we have a huge show for you today. I know, I'm telling you, we're going to talk to a lot of people because the events are coming back. And first, I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008, and you can text me at that number, because I want you to be at these events with me. And, of course, our first guest, and we're going to be talking about it in our first giveaway, is the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off Car Show Craft Beer Festival, and that is happening Sunday, May 5th. Call in right now and just put chili, and our team will get back with you. Again, 419-0008. I always start our show with something uplifting, and to bring about change, you must not be afraid to really take that first step. So again, I'm excited. I also want to give away tickets to the Magical Music of Motown, and that's happening right here in Thousand Oaks at the Shear Forum Theater. And that is happening Sunday, 12th of May. That happens to be Mother's Day. What a great present. And that's happening at 4 p.m. You can go be with your family like I'm going to do and then head over there to the theater. And so, again, if you are interested in getting that, just text me at that number, 419-0008, and put Motown. We've got lots of names in there, and we're going to be picking some winners, and I hope that you are one of them. All right, let's bring our first guest on. He's been on my show several years. We've been doing this for a long time. And we're going to introduce Nelson Buzz and also Nelson Buzz and also are your taste buds ready, because you get a chance to really go through and get all the best chilies in our community here. And of course, let's talk with Nelson. Nelson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Kim. I'm glad to be here again this year. This is the most fun part of the chili kickoff prep for me.
I love it. I love it. And I always love checking in with you. And how many years have we been doing this? I don't know. But I'm so glad that all the events are starting to come back. And, of course, this one is happening Sunday, May 5th. And we've got so many things that are happening there. And, of course, is it on Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, we're going to be on Cinco de Mayo this year from 11 to 5 at Canal Creek Park North.
What a party. Okay, so it's happening from noon to 5. Of course, VIP gets in a little bit earlier at 11 o'clock. I love that. But this is something that we welcome the whole family. It's family friendly. It's held over at the Canal Creek Park North at Jams and the 23 in Thousand Oaks. But you guys, I mean, this is where I kind of like get to taste my chili. My husband doesn't like spicy. I like a little kick to it. But you guys are going to have 40 different chili tasting booths, correct?
Yeah, we're over 40 now. I think we're in the low 40s somewhere. So plenty of chili.
Wow, 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 wow. And so talk to us about general admission.
General admission, the tickets are available on our website at tochilicookoff.com.
Okay.
General admission tickets are $25 a piece.
Okay.
There are the craft brew festival tickets, which are $75 a piece, which includes all of the beer you can drink from a number of craft breweries in our local area, including, of course, Tarantula Hill Brewing, Angry Ferret Brewing Company, Balcom Canyon Hard Cider, Flying Embers Kombucha. Yeah, we'll have a little bit of everybody there at the beer garden.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so talk to us about, first of all, the music. Who's playing?
What bands do we have this year? We have...
And you got two stages, right?
Yeah, we've got two stages, and I know it's Whiskey Kick's going to be playing at the Borderline stage, and then Spare Parts Band on the Rotary stage.
I love it. And then, of course, you always have your free kids zone, correct?
Yes, yes, with the inflatables and face painting and all kinds of fun stuff for kids. We definitely try to make this event family friendly, and we want you to bring your kids. And kids obviously are not paying for admission, so you're good there.
Wow. Okay, perfect. And let me ask you this, first of all, or let me share this, that this is actually presented by the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks, and 100% of the net proceeds, right, go to local charities.
Yes, this is a 100% volunteer event. All the Rotarians involved in it and everybody that we use to put this on is a volunteer. None of us are getting paid to make this happen because we're trying to raise as much money as possible for local charities. And those include everything from Harbor House to local sports teams to the Westminster Free Clinic that operates in town. We try to get as much money out to as many organizations as possible. And this is a great way for everybody to come out and have fun, enjoy the community, and do something that's beneficial to the community all at the same time. And I am so thrilled to be involved with it because of that.
Me too. I love that. I love when it's just a win-win. Everybody gets to have fun, and yet at the same time, everybody gets to share in the, you know, the love that's being, you know, brought out to everybody. Can you, Nelson, give out the website one more time?
It's chilicookoff.com.
Okay, perfect. And parking. Talk to us about that, because I know it's going to be a lot of people there, but you guys always have that under control.
Yeah, we've got three parking lots. There's the VIP parking, which is at Canal Creek North itself. There's the second closest parking, which is in the CBUSD Victor District parking lot, which is directly across on the other side of Jans. And then the Canal Creek South parking, which is where the soccer fields are. So we have those three lots.
Nice. Oh, and I forgot to also mention, because we always take a great walk through all the custom car and classic car show, right?
Yes, there's a great car show. I think last year had 135 cars, and I think we're going to exceed that this year. It's amazing,
really?
How many people come out for it and how many amazing cars there are. It's a great part of the show.
I love it. I love it. Okay, and then my last thing, not only do you have the chili, okay, but you actually have some food vendors, right?
Yes, including my daughter's favorite, Mr. Softy, is there with the ice cream. The Elks will be there with their tri-tip sandwiches. We're going to have empanadas, tacos. Cousin's Maine Lobster truck is going to be there. I almost forgot. My wife loves kettle corn. There's going to be the Old West kettle corn people.
I love kettle corn. Oh, my gosh. They were my sponsor for a long, long time. I love that. That's like probably like my weakness. If I could buy anything when I'm walking around, I'm like, let's just get a bag of that. So I love that. All right. Well, I am so excited. And, of course, we do have some giveaways. And I would love anybody that wants to really be at this event, definitely call in right now, 419-0008. And just say chili, and we will get you your name in there. We're going to be picking a few of you out there so that we can do it. And if for some reason you don't win here, just go right on over to that website. And Nelson, can you share that one more time?
It's chilicookoff.com.
All right. Nelson, always so good to talk with you. And and, of course, when you get there, definitely put your votes in, because everybody counts on those votes for to know whose chili is the best, right?
Exactly. The people's choice is the award that everybody's shooting for.
I love it. I love it. And what a great fun for Cinco de Mayo. Oh, my gosh. That is going to be one big party. And this is their 47th annual. I mean, this is, like, huge. So I love it. Again, Sunday, May 5th. I hope to see everybody out there. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, Kim, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Me too. Thanks so much, Nelson. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, I've got my friend Dr. A, and we have another incredible event. It is the West Coast Outdoors and Sports Fishing Expo. I want to see all of you there, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
The magical music of Motown will be recreating the greatest performances of The Temptations, Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and many more Motown legends at the Shearform Theater in Thousand Oaks on Sunday, 12th of May at 4 p.m. Book now or online at bapackthousandoaks.com. That's bapackthousandoaks.com. TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com. Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our mixer, our business mixer. We have our second one, and that is happening June 15th. If you have a business and you want more exposure or you just want to meet some incredible people, I would love you to be there. And just, again, we've got so many giveaways. Just text me at 419-0008 and put mixer, and one of our team members will get back with you. My next guest, favorite person, him and his wife are one of my dear friends. And of course, we're talking about Dr. A. He is also my dentist. Scary that I love my dentist, huh? I mean, and he doesn't scare me, but he's really good. But today we're talking about his event. And I hope that you guys will all be there. It's the West Coast Outdoors and Sports Fishing Expo. It's happening May 3rd, 10 to 6. Dr. A, are you there?
I am here and happy to be with you, Kim, as always.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, so talk to us about your amazing event that is happening. I hear the buzz. I see the buzz. I saw your sign up on, you know, in Oxnard. I love it. You are all over. You're doing an incredible job. And I love when people get the word out. So I wanted to help you.
And we really appreciate it. So you saw the sign, the Ventura Auto Center sign off the 101 freeway. We're so happy to be up there.
That's right. That was, I love it.
So much help with our friends at Kia Subaru. They helped us to get up there. So the event is actually a week from today. It starts on the 3rd and it ends on the 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo weekend. And I'm inviting everyone to come down to where? The Ventura County Fairgrounds. There hasn't been a show like this since 2003. So my partners and I, Richard Ramos, Adam Casillas, we just did the Latino Expo last night at the fairground, and myself, we're sitting around last year, and we talk about our surrounding community and how can we benefit this community, beautiful community that we live in, better than it already is. And that's by bringing this show back here. We have the Channel Islands, historic Channel Islands out in front of us. We have 5 different lakes. We have Kachuma, Cairo, Casitas, Pyramid, Castaic Lake, all within 1 hour of our beautiful city of Ventura. So what do we got to do? So we put together, my partners actually are a national expo marketing group, and we're out there trying to get people to come to this beautiful event. We're actually targeting our local businesses so they can get the recognition that they deserve. And that, again, is a week from today, and it's from 10 to 6, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Cinco de Mayo weekend.
I love it.
We live in a mecca of outdoor activity here. I mean, and why haven't we had this sooner than 20 years?
I love it. How many vendors are going to be there? That's kind of something I was a little blown away with, of how many you have there.
Well, again, our first show, and we didn't know how vendors would partake in coming to this. We still have vendors trying to get into our show. What if you walk in, if you know the Ventura County Fairgrounds, you walk through the gate and you have the 2 big buildings on the left, that San Miguel showroom and Anna Kappa. Those 2 buildings will be full of vendors. And not only that, but on the outside, there will be RVs, boats. Kia will have vehicles there. Land Rover will have vehicles there. We actually have a trailer coming from the Mighty Axe. Have you heard of the Mighty Axe in town at the collection?
No, I haven't. I hate to say that.
So this is where they take axes. Now, you might have seen on TV where they have competition. They throw axes at like a wooden dartboard. So Mighty Axe has a facility in Thousand Oaks.
Okay, perfect. Yes,
isn't that a great concept, Kim?
Yeah.
Let's go throw axes and drink beer.
That sounds like a guy thing, but okay, I like it. I'm sure my hubby will really like it.
So this is not just, and people say, well, I'm not really into sports fishing. This is not just about sports fishing. It's outside activity. Again, boats, RVs, scuba diving, hiking, lots of food vendors. So again, Land Rover will be there. Kia will be there. And also we will have VC Armory, which is a small local mom and pop business here in town. And they will have a simulator like the police department trains with, that people can go in and try that. And again, back on Mighty Axe, they're bringing their trailer. And if you want to try to throw an axe, you have that opportunity.
I love it. This is going to be so much fun. And of course, we will be there. I have to ask you, and I didn't ask you ahead of time, but can we give any tickets away on our show?
You can give away, I have 20 tickets for you to give away. If you just give me those names, they will be at will call.
Awesome. And again, oh my gosh, we are doing so many giveaways today. 419-0008. And all you have to do is put West Coast on your text, and your name will go into the drawing. And again, I just want to say this is going to be a great, God, I didn't realize it was so many days, but good for you.
It's a week away. But let me tell you about the tickets. General admission is $15, but kids are under 12 are free. But also, we respect our first responders and military, and we have the base out here. Everybody with an ID for military or first responders will get in free. But that's what every show does. We are going to allow them to bring their families and all their families to be free. We need to give back, and that's what we're trying to do.
I love that, Dr. Ace. There you go. I love that. It just gave me chills. All right. Again, if you want to get in and you haven't bought your ticket yet, first of all, definitely put your give us a text here, and definitely put West Coast Outdoors on the text. But where do they go if they didn't get their
tickets? If you want to get tickets, you don't get one of those 20 tickets that we're donating. If you go to www.sportsfishingexpo.com. That's www.sportsfishingexpo.com.
I love it. I love it. Dr. A, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, I can't wait to see you out there.
Love to see you. Thank you for having us on the show. Come on, Ventura. Be there.
There you go. Cinco de Mayo weekend. Let's go have fun. There's so many events happening, and let's get out there to the West Coast Outdoors and Sports Fishing Expo. You should see his wife and him. I'm always like, you guys are like sports fishers, aren't you? I mean, you guys are always gone, and I love it. I love all the pictures. So, yeah, super fun. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great
weekend. Got it. All right, take care. Talk to you soon. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Beverly Ward and, of course, the Festival 24 Art Museum of Ventura. And we're going to find out about their opening. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
The magical music of Motown will be recreating the greatest performances of The Temptations, Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and many more Motown legends at the Shearform Theater in Thousand Oaks on Sunday, 12th of May at 4 p.m. Book now or online at bapackthousandoaks.com. That's bapackthousandoaks.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, oh my gosh, we have so many giveaways. I'm so excited. I do want to get your calls in here. 419-0008. First of all, we've got the 47th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off. And of course, that is happening Cinco de Mayo. This is going to be a huge Cinco de Mayo weekend. And of course, we want to get you out there. So if you are wanting to go, call in right now. Text us at 419-0008. Just write Chili. And then also Motown. You can have fun there, and that's happening Mother's Day weekend. Who doesn't like Motown music? Oh, my gosh. And then, and so just text us, Motown. Also, the West Coast Outdoors and Sports Fishing Expo, and that's starting May 3rd. You could get to every one of these events right now. So text us, West Coast Outdoors, and we'll get tickets for you there. And, of course, I'm so excited to bring our next guest on. And we're talking about Beverly Ward. And, of course, we're talking about the Festival 24 Art Museum of Ventura. We are having so much fun here. Beverly, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my gosh, Kim, thank you so much for having me. And I just wanted to say I've got my husband with me, who's my co-founder of New Art City Theater.
Oh, hi. Wonderful. Hi. Yes. Tell me your first name.
Kirby.
Kirby, welcome. I wasn't sure if I got both of you guys on, so I'm so excited to have both of you here.
Welcome. Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what's happening over at the museum.
Well, we've started a new theater company here in Ventura, and it's based on new works. We are our mission is to find new works for the theater, and we are presenting them in a reading format. And this week, starting yesterday, is our inaugural new works play reading festival. At the Museum of Ventura.
Wow, how exciting. So tell us a little bit about the thought behind it. And
sure.
And is this so new that, have you done this before?
No, I mean, Kirby and I have been in the theater our whole lives. This is what we've done as our profession and our careers. And we're also writers ourselves. So finding ways to help other writers get their works going and find spaces for developing new works is really important to us. And about a year ago, we had some supporters here in Ventura who said, you know, if you were starting a theater company, what would you want it to be? And we said, we'd want it to be about the new, because we love all theater, but without new theater, you don't have, you don't find the new classics, you know, the classics of tomorrow. And that's what we're looking to do.
Wow. Okay. So I have to ask you both, did you meet doing this? Like, how did you guys meet?
We both grew up in San Diego and came from basically the same theater training early on. And we met in San Diego in the theater doing a show in a little dinner theater in La Mesa, California.
We did.
I love that. What do they say?
Yeah,
family that plays together stays together, right?
Well, it's been a marriage in the theater. We got married and went on the road with a touring show. So it was like a 6-month honeymoon doing theater. And we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that story. That is so much fun. Okay, so what can the audiences expect? Talk to us about that.
Well, these are readings of new plays, so it's nothing you've ever heard before. But what we did was we opened up a submission portal for writers all over the country to submit their plays, their original plays, and then we had to sort through these plays, and it was a great process. It was 175 submissions, though, so we received 175 plays. And we had a team of readers, over 20 people were helping us read these plays and assessing which ones to do for our festival. And we are presenting 4 of those plays this weekend. Each day we're doing a different play. We're presenting it as a reading. So there's no set, there's no costumes, there's no props. It's just presenting the material. And it really is like being taken into a story, like maybe like you would do with those old radio shows. You're listening
that's exactly where my brain was going. I'm like, you're going to do like radio up there, because when I'm talking, people are like, you know, imagining an event, imagining their story, imagining, you know, when I have guests on from all over the world. I love that. Wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And we also we have actors that are world class from Los Angeles and New York, and here in the Ventura area. And we're just very excited that, you know, if people come, depending upon the day, you'll see something completely different from what you saw yesterday.
I love that. And I understand the audiences are actually going to be able to participate in the discussion. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. It's another really big part of our programming, which is that writers who are writing for the theater, it's very unique. You need feedback. You can't just put it on paper and then, like you would with film or TV, shoot it and edit around things that you don't like. It has to work in real time. So a big part of what we're doing is getting these new works in front of an audience so that the audience can then give the writer the feedback that they really, really need to keep advancing their work and making it better and honing it. And, you know, with the hope of taking their work from first draft all the way to a commercial production somewhere.
I love that. I love that. And, okay, so can we share? Are there any special guest stars that are going to be coming?
We're very excited. We have a friend of ours, Sally Struthers, is coming.
Love her.
Yeah,
okay.
She's starring in the play on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It's called the show is called Drowned Cat, and it's an environmentally conscious play. It's quite a ride. It's like a roller coaster ride with this cast. And the cast is fabulous that she has around her. And she's playing the lead role in that. And you can see that on Saturday at 1 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. And we also have performances today at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
We do.
How fun is that? Okay. And so, first of all, give out the website so all of our listeners can start. What is the cost and how does that work?
Yeah, sure. Well, our website is simply www.newartcitytheatre. And we spell theater with the R-E at the end, the fancy way.
Okay.
That's a dot
yes.
org.
And that's a dot org. Yeah, www.newartcitytheatre.org. And the festival is free. Anyone in the community who wants to come out and see these plays can come and participate and provide the feedback that the writers need and have some fun at the festival for free. We've made another part of our mission, not just supporting the artists who are writing theater, but the audiences who want to see theater. And we're trying to remove that economic barrier, you know, that's so often the reason that people don't go out to see professional theater.
My favorite thing is to go and see the theaters out there. And I have to tell you, Venture has incredible theaters. I mean, there's so many talented people that are out there. I mean, we need to know them. We need to see them, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
that.
We agree.
Very cool. All right. So again, first of all, can you share exactly where this is taking place so our listeners know?
Yes, this is 4 days at Museum of Ventura, which is at 100 East Main Street in Ventura. It's right across from the Mission. There's Mission Park right there with the big fig tree in the middle. And then it's right there next to that. And
plenty of free parking.
Plenty of free parking behind there and all around the downtown area. There's shops, restaurants. We want to bring more people into the downtown area and down to the museum and down to the restaurants and bars and, you know, come and have a day of it.
Yeah, make a day of it.
How fun is that? Okay, and when is the next performance also? Like, what's next for you guys?
You mean after the festival or next for the festival?
No, when are the next performances?
Oh, the next performances are today. Today we have a play called Reconciliation, which is about a young man, basically his life in and out of his faith and the church and getting married, falling in love, and it follows his journey. That's today at 1 o'clock and 7 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, Saturday, is Drowned Cats with Sally Struthers. That's 1 o'clock and 7 p.m. tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we have a 1 o'clock and a 5:30.
And that play is Blowhole, which is an adaptation of the Greek comedy Lysistrata, which is the famous comedy about the women who go on a sex strike to keep their warring husbands at home. And in this particular adaptation, is very funny, full of double entendre, as you might imagine, is set in a 1905 whaling town where all the wives of the whalers say, "That's it. We're not going to have any more fun with you in the bedroom until you stay home from whaling."
I love it. Sounds like a reality show, right? No.
I love it.
Beverly and Kirby, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. Please share our show with everyone. I hope to get out there. And again, for our listeners, if you can definitely get out there, this is New Art City Theater, spelled R-E at the end, .org, for free tickets. How much fun is that? Go and open up your brains and you know, really explore some new ideas. And, of course, that's happening this weekend. And, again, it's happening all at the Museum of Ventura County. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to connect again with you both.
What a pleasure. Thanks for having us, Kim.
Thank you. All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. We've got a couple more. Did I tell you that we were full and that we had a lot of people today? Our next guest, of course, is going to be Samantha Kawa. And, of course, she is a personal development relationship coach. And we're going to be talking about really her newest book. So, again, and then our last one, we've got Michelle Strong, and she's going to be talking about small business days and really how to help entrepreneurs. And she's a tech expert. So we're going to finish up with her. But, again, if you haven't already got your name in for any of these tickets, please, all you have to do is call 415-419-0008. And, of course, you can text us, and that is Chili, Motown. You can go West Coast Outdoors Sports and Fishing Expo. And of course, you don't even have to text me for the Museum of Ventura. It's free. So many fun things to do. And, again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. This has been fun. I love, you know, the way I like to roll is with a lot of people. And I love to connect people. And if you are listening right now and you want to be connected to some amazing people, I want to invite you to my business mixer, and that is actually at one of my sponsors, and that's Manhattan of Camarillo. We are on our second one this year, and our first one was sold out, and our second one is filling up so fast, and I would love you to be a part of it.
And all you have to do is text me at 805-419-0008. It is just put Mixer on there. I will call you personally. I'd love to get to know you so I can share you with a bunch of amazing, great people. Again, this, you want to be in the room. That's all I can tell you. I am so excited to, again, bring our next guest on. Her newest book is Finding Beauty in Your Broken Pieces, Samantha Kawa. And, of course, some of the things that she's going to be talking about is, are you tired of feeling crazy in your most intimate relationship? Are you sick of empty promises, lies, feeling betrayed from your partner? And then also, are you frustrated and despite all the work that you've done on yourself and you still feel alone more than ever? Samantha, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And of course, you actually became a marriage therapist after really facing some of your own marital challenges, correct?
Yeah, I was on my journey to becoming a marriage therapist. I was in my master's program when it was actually the day of my comprehensive exam that my marriage fell apart. Everything shattered, the world shattered, and I was questioning everything. Like, can I even do this? Yeah.
Right. And are you still together with your husband?
Yes, I am. Still happily married.
Yay! So you're now than before. So your strategy worked for you guys, right?
Yes, it has. It's worked for me and for many others that I've supported. And I would say it's worked for me twice. So the first time I was the one that was fed up and wanted to leave, but chose to stay and work on myself in my marriage, and it transformed. And maybe about a little over a year ago, my husband had his dark night and was questioning being in our marriage. And I continued to practice what I teach. And within 6 months, there was a complete turnaround, and he's been better than ever.
So, I love that. Yeah. I love that. I mean, nobody wants to go through a breakup, you know, in marriage. I don't know who, you know, made the assumption, and I'm going to say assumption, that marriage is all perfect. It is hard work, you know.
It
really is hard work. I've been married 38 years, and, you know, it took a lot of time to get here. And it's funny because my mom used to say to me, you know, people spend a lot of time on their work, on their business, all that. You need to spend as much time on your marriage, right? I mean, it is definitely a commitment. So I love that. Mm-hmm. So what inspired you to write Finding Beauty in Your Broken Pieces?
In there is my life story, my marriage story, being on the brink of divorce. And throughout my journey, both professionally, I created a modality called Inner Mosaic. And I share every step of that process in the book. And so I wanted to get the Inner Mosaic method out there into every home and make it accessible, because it's a really amazing tool for people to use to, whenever they're feeling stuck and their emotions are getting the best of them. It's a wonderful way to connect with themselves and learn to trust and love all parts of themselves.
I love that. So tell us a little bit more about, how did you get that name, Inner Mosaic?
Yeah, so early on, while I was, this was, I guess, around the time I was in grad school and finishing up, you have to do postgraduate hours and work in the field. And in Hawaii, a lot of the jobs were revolving around substance abuse and substance use programs. And so I was working in a substance use facility, and a lot of the people that I worked with were struggling with themselves. They were really having this internal turmoil, and I saw it impacting their relationships. And so I started pulling all of these different modalities together in supporting them in befriending all the different parts of themselves. And at first, called it shadow work because we were working with the parts of themselves that they didn't like, right? They were hiding from the world around them. But I didn't resonate with that name for very long. And so I actually inquired with my oldest daughter. And at the time, she must have been 10 or so, or maybe a little older, like 11 or 12. And we brainstormed together and we started to source names. And I was explaining to her what it does and how it helps people. And we came up together with the name Inner Mosaic because of the internal process that we go inward, right? And the mosaic of parts that we have, it may look like broken pieces and jagged edges.
Oh,
and dark.
I love that. Okay.
And then
okay.
We bring it all together. It's a beautiful artwork. It's a beautiful mosaic of all these broken pieces that aren't quite broken, but maybe we perceive it that way. And so, yeah, it's really seeing that artwork that we are.
I love it. I love that.
Thank
so
you.
Tell us more about that and what is it and how it differs from traditional relationship advice.
Yeah, so something that kind of I'm a little different when it comes to approaching marriages is that I specifically specialize in working with one partner to transform the relationship. And I use the Inner Mosaic method, I use many different things. Inner Mosaic is one of the many tools that I use, but what we're focusing on is transforming ourselves. We are the change agent in any relationship. This doesn't apply to only marriages. It applies to any relationship, a working with your boss, your friends, your other family members. And if we want to see a change in the relationship, we can ignite that by shifting something within ourselves. And I like to use the analogy of an ecosystem, right? When everyone understands to, you know, the general degree of what an ecosystem is. And when you change one part of that ecosystem, for example, either an evolution of a species or even an extinction of a species, but there was a change, right? And once one part of that system changes, the rest of the system must and will change. It will adapt, or it will come to a natural completion, right? The ecosystem itself will end, which nature does not want to end. So it will, most of the time, evolve. And I use that principle in relationships. So if you want your relationship to change, you can be the change agent. And I just teach people how to do that in a way that works versus in a way that brings them apart.
So, Samantha, let me ask you, what are some of the common challenges that you see couples facing today in society? And you know, talk with us about that.
Yeah, I the common things that I see have to do with the common beliefs in the world right now that, you know, the sayings of my better half, or they complete me, or, you know, just the belief that both parties need to be willing and doing the work for it to work. And when they hold on to those types of beliefs, they actually give away their power to another person. They are waiting for someone else to make them happy. They're waiting for, right, when they get married, they have this assumption, like you were saying earlier, marriage is work. It's hard work because we don't just get married to make our lives easier. We get married and like our job, we want to grow in it and then we work
exactly.
in it. So many people just lose that, right? They're like, oh, it's supposed to be easier. It's supposed to be better. It's supposed to be.
Well, they're looking for somebody else to give them self-love. They're giving, you know, I mean, there's so many things, right? It's almost like standing in two, you know, separate places, and what can you extend to the other person so that you can give your love and they can give their love with total acceptance. I mean, what a concept, right? If that happened.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And you know what, Samantha, I'm like at our end of our time right now, and I want to have you back because I love talking about relationships because I think it's
so important. I mean, in families, in relationships, in everything. Will you come back and can you share where everybody can get your book?
Absolutely. You can find it on anywhere that you shop for books. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, those are great places to look. And you can just search up Finding Beauty in Your Broken Pieces, or you can search my name, Samantha Kahala.
Okay. I love it. I love it. And can we give one away?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Again, we have been giving so many things away, and all you have to do is call us at 805-419 or text us at 805-419-0008. And you can put your name in for Finding Beauty in Your Broken Pieces, her beautiful book. Please share our show with everyone, and thank you so much for being here. You got it. All right. We are just going to move right on to our last guest, and Michelle Strong, and she is a tech expert. And, of course, we're going to hear from her and how she can help so many entrepreneurs and, of course, for small business days. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, you know, what we're going to be talking about.
Well, sure. I'm Michelle Strong. So I've been with Verizon for 15 years, and I'm on the business side here where we can help all of the small businesses across the country with all of their technology needs. And like you mentioned, we also conducted the second annual Latino Small Business Survey. So I have some trends to share with you of what we discovered from that survey.
I like that. You know, it's funny. Nobody usually calls them trends, but they are trends. You know, it's like a kind of a wave in history of what's really going on in the world. And it makes it, you know, it makes different business owners feel like, I'm not alone. That is exactly what I was thinking was happening. So, and why is it important to recognize that, that this is such a great contribution to small businesses?
Well, it really is about respecting the important role these small businesses play in our overall economy. So in fact, small businesses make up the majority of U.S. businesses, and they serve a critical role in the overall health of the economy. Small businesses are literally the backbone of America, and one of the reasons why we wanted to hold these small business days was to give back and to help.
Love it. I love it. So what are some of the trends discovered in this second annual Latino Small Business Survey?
Well, I will tell you, there was a lot of growing optimism among the Latino-owned small businesses just compared to the general small business community. So 78% of Latino small business owners believe their business is better off today compared to a year ago at this time, while only 62% of the non-Latino small business owners share that sentiment. So in the local community, 68% of the Latino small business owners anticipate improvement in the economy over the next few months. So a lot of optimism about what's happened in the last year and then what's going to happen over the next couple months.
So what are some of the new things that are happening? Like, what's new in small businesses?
Well, we have a lot of needs for cybersecurity. We have a lot of new technology needs like internet, more phones, more connectivity. A lot of small businesses may want opportunities to track vehicles. There's just a lot of requirements and necessities for more and more technology in order to be able to manage your business in the most effective way. And that's what we want to do at Verizon during Small Business Week, is really help create a safe place to talk about technology for your business and how we can help. And that's why we're offering a free tech check to any business that wants to come in to meet with us.
Talk to us about that. What is a free tech check?
From April 22nd through April 28th, going on this week, small and medium business leaders can meet with Verizon business experts in the store to receive this complimentary tech check, which really will cover all critical areas of their business. Business owners can hear advice on connectivity, security. We can create a personalized technology recommendation to suit their specific needs.
That's like getting free coaching for your business. How cool is that?
Exactly.
How do my listeners find out about that?
Well, you can head into your local store if you have one nearby, or you can visit verizon.com/small business, and that site can help you identify where to go and if you can schedule an appointment.
This is like your forte. What is one thing? We talk about the brighter side of life and business here. what is one thing that could really take your business to that next level if you make that change?
We can look at your business end to end. And sometimes there's things that you don't even know because you're inside your mm-hmm. business all day, every day. We work with so many different businesses that we can share different ideas, different solutions that maybe we've provided a different business in the past that could make you so much more efficient, so much more profitable, and just make day-to-day activity a little easier on you, which is what we're trying to accomplish.
Who wouldn't take advantage of this? It's like getting some more eyes on your greatness and finding out what blind spots you might have, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Michelle, thank you so much. Again, can you give out their website so our listeners can go there and find how to upgrade, how to get 5G technology, and really just find out what the best practices are for small businesses?
Visit verizon.com/smallbusiness, and we are happy to help.
Thank you, Michelle, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And please share our show with everybody. Let's connect on social.
Well, thanks so much. I definitely will.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. And I end my show with a moment of happiness. This has been a great show. So many things are possible just as long as don't know they're impossible. You got to have hope. And I hope that you can get your names in for all these amazing gifts that we're giving away and all these events. Thank you so much for listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. It's a beautiful morning.